Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 18th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we got Microsoft's Little Patch Tuesday. As usual on the fourth Tuesday in the month, we do get from Microsoft some patches that are more functional in nature and not necessarily security related. However, today there is one patch that is somewhat security related in that it fixes a denial of service condition in Microsoft's malware protection engine. The knowledge base number is 2974294, and the CVE number assigned to this particular vulnerability is 2014-2779. So don't be surprised if you do see a patch show up over the next couple days. Overall, I don't rate this anything to lose any sleep over. Exploitability is rated as 3, which means that an exploit is unlikely and the vulnerability was found internally at Microsoft. And then we got a diary by Rob. Rob lives in Canada and is talking about the Canadian anti-spam legislation, or CASL, that was introduced this year and starts to become effective July 1st. What happens is that companies in Canada now have to ask for explicit consent before sending you email. Now, at this point, they can still do that by just sending you an email asking you to opt in. The tricky part here is that these emails usually include a link for the user to click on, and it would be pretty easy for a malicious actor to slip in a couple of phishing emails here that trick users to click on links and then maybe even send them to a legitimate looking login page, as users expect these kind of emails to arrive now from various companies they do business with. And Microsoft's OneDrive is following other cloud offerings in eliminating some leaks of the referrer header. What can happen is that if a user does share a document that includes content from other sites, for example, images and such, a recipient and reader of the shared document would send referrer headers to those third parties that include the full link that was used to share the document, which of course, if the document isn't any further password protected, can lead to a leak of the document. Over the last few months, we have seen other cloud vendors go through the same process and eliminate these referrer headers. We have had a diary a couple months ago about what a web developer can do in order to prevent referrer headers from leaking. And it probably shouldn't come as a surprise that Android devices are vulnerable to Linux flaws. After all, Android is built on top of Linux. The latest such vulnerability was discovered in the 3.14.5 kernel, and it turns out that all Android versions, including 4.4, are vulnerable, putting a lot of popular devices, like for example the Samsung Galaxy S5, at risk. The problem here is that in itself, of course, a privilege escalation vulnerability doesn't sound all that bad, but we already are fighting quite a bit of malware targeting Android devices, and this vulnerability can be leveraged to then gain full system access and make the infection a lot more persistent than it would be without this privilege escalation flaw. And sticking with Android, recently we have seen some of the crypto ransomware being ported to Android. One particular sample that has been spotted a couple times is Simple Locker. Now, apparently, as the name implies, Simple Locker is not really all that great in how it does the encryption. Also, the actual cost of the ransom being charged is only £13, which is a lot less than other comparable software charges. However, you may not even have to pay that money. Turns out that there may be a decryption solution for this particular malware. At least one was promised in a blog post today. The actual script to do perform the decryption was not yet published, so we'll see what comes with it. But, well, all may not be lost if you are affected by this malware. And this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.